Okay, thanks. Yusuf is going to tell us a 3-minute short story to finish up.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to talk about the role of arts in times of darkness. I myself have a humble experience in music and creative writing in Arabic language, and it makes me think of, you know, why Palestinians in Gaza think of poets now. There was an academic, Riyad Mansour, in Gaza, who wrote in Arabic on Facebook the 6 or 7 months of the genocide, saying, "Where are you, Mahmoud Darwish? Why don't we have another Darwish?" Darwish is a Palestinian poet who lived from early 40s until 2008, and who gave Palestine a voice on, and he took us to higher skies. In times of darkness and genocide, the more you rationalize with your reality, the more your hearts and minds and souls feel like they're gonna fall apart. The more you need satire and theater and dancing and music and black comedy and poetry and dancing and any form of art. And that is something that not just Palestinians have resorted to, but also civilizations since the beginning of dawn. Whether the disaster or calamity or darkness or hardship is because of a natural disaster like the flood or war, the immediate response, even before the dust settles, is a black comedy joke, is something like a song or a poem or something where it may be a hymn or a lullaby that, you know, puts you to protect your soul. And Darwish, again, I'm referring to Darwish, was in Beirut in 1971. And he was 29. And it was his first time in Lebanon. And it was his second year out after he had left the so-called Israel. First to Egypt and then to Lebanon. He was known to a few writers in the scene, but he's used to going unnoticed wherever he goes. And then he attended in Beirut, in one of the churches, a contest or a competition of poetry for young poets. And he was taken to this local event by a local Lebanese/Syrian poet called Adonis. And not expected to be known, the nun, or just one of the workers of the church that organizes the poetry contest, when she heard him introduce himself as Mahmoud Darwish, she immediately said, "Mahmoud Darwish, the Palestinian?" He said, "Yes." And she said, "I've been looking for you for 4 years." Imagine somebody says that to you, "I've been looking for you for 4 years. I needed to talk to you after this ends." And then she said, "I was in Jerusalem in 1967 during the Six-Day War when Israel invaded and occupied Jerusalem and Gaza and West Bank and Golan Heights and Sinai. And my role from a Levantine church happens to be in Jerusalem church to provide services, sometimes in Jerusalem, Damascus, Beirut, but I happen to be in Jerusalem when the war broke out." She's Lebanese. And she said, "During the war, my tasks or my duties became to accompany the severely injured Palestinians who have no hope of recovery, terminal, so that they don't die alone. So anyone in hospital that has no relatives next to his or her bed, we were delegated to be next to them so that they don't die alone. And I happened to be sent next to the bed of a young Palestinian boy or young man from Jerusalem, and it's a very hard situation to accompany and to comfort somebody who has few hours or few minutes or even few days to live." And she said, "Can I bring you anything? Can I bring you chocolate, drinks, cigarettes, anything?" And he said, "Can you go to the old city and you go to a bookstore, there is a book called by a random person, Ahmed Darwish, Muhammad Darwish, Mahmoud Darwish, I'm not sure. It's called Birds with No Wings. Bring me that book and come back. So she didn't had no idea what the book was about and the poet, and she found it and came back. And it was one of his earliest collection of poetry, that poet. It's called Tuyur Bila Ajniha, Birds with No Wings. And it describes what it means to be stateless on your own land. And that young Palestinian man said, read until I die. Read until I die. That is the role of poetry in times of heart. And by poetry, I mean music and any form of art. And that is what we need to remember when we are busy talking about political discussion, which is important and must continue. But we have to also remember storytelling and arts and poetry. Because like they say, poetry, that's not my quote I'm referring, poetry heals the wounds inflicted by reason. Poetry heals the wounds inflicted by reason. Shukran.